of you, and those of you who have heard the story, bear with me. How many of you like spiders? Well, I don't. How many of you guys know where the country of Peru is? Yay, good job, high schoolers. That's probably a good thing. Well, for those of you who don't know where Peru is a pretty big country that's in South America, which is way south of us, hence South America. Anyway, but I was down there helping out. I was actually on a mission project, just like Mr. Wei was talking about the people in Namu. And I was down there helping people on an air base help to spread the word of Jesus to people and doing evangelistic series and stuff like that. Well, while I was down there, we were staying in a dormitory right by the lake that was in front of us. And one night, me and my friend Emily said, you know what? We really have to go to the bathroom. Now, you have to understand that our dormitory and our bathroom are two very separate places. One is on one side of the airbase, and the other is on the other side of the airbase. Now, before, earlier in the week, we had seen an anaconda. How many of you know what an anaconda is? It is a very, very, very big snake. And neither Emily or I wanted to have an encounter with this anaconda. So we prayed to Jesus and we said, Jesus, please let us get to the bathroom safely. So we walked over there and it was nighttime too, so we couldn't see anything. And when it gets dark in Peru, it gets dark. So we were walking over there and we got to the bathroom safely and I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you that I was not attacked by the anaconda. And so we get in the bathroom and I go and I sit down in my stall and I look over. And there is a spider that is about that big sitting right on the wall. And my initial reaction was, ah! And I jumped out of the stall and ran up and jumped up onto the sink. And my friend Emily said, what's going on? I said, it's a spider! And she's like, oh, don't worry. And she opened the door and she went, ah! And she jumped up on the sink too. So there we are, screaming and sitting on the sink, just saying, ah, spider. And then finally we realize, you know what? We are 100 times bigger than this spider. We can defeat this thing. Now, the funny thing about this spider was that it was a tarantula, of course. And it was about that big. And the funny thing about it was that it had little orange feet. And it had little orange speckles on its back. And, yeah. Anyway, so we were like, we can defeat this spider. And I said, Jesus, please help me to defeat the spider and help me not to get bit. Now, some of you do not know, but it is common knowledge in Peru that, number one, there are not very many tarantulas in Peru. And number two, over 99.9 of them are not poisonous. So what do we have to fear? Nothing. So we go over and Emily says, well, let's get a stick. So I go outside and dog barked at me and I ran back in. I was like, I'm not going out there. And so she said, okay, I'll go get the stick. So she went and got the stick and we started poking the spider and just seeing what it would do. And it kind of just twitched for a little bit, but it stayed on the wall of the thing. And so we poked it again and it fell off and went on its back, and we were like, yes, we have defeated it. And it got back onto its leg and started running towards us like this and started rearing up its front legs and started hissing at us. And so, and back up onto the sink we went. So again, we're sitting here on the sink, and the spider is trying to crawl up the wall of the sink. And Emily and I are screaming, and I said, Jesus, please help us. And almost about 5 seconds later, one of the guys that was with us in our group came in, and he was like, are you guys okay? And we said, there's a spider! And he was like, oh, it can't be that big. Oh! And then the spider started to charge him, and he jumped up onto the... No, he didn't. But... No, but he backed out of the bathroom and was like, okay, we can do this. I was like, and we were like, okay, how are we going to get this thing out of here? And he's like, well, just get a stick. And we were like, we already tried the stick thing. And so he's like, well, I think there's a bucket in my room. Maybe we can get it up into the bucket, and then we can just put it outside. So we're like, okay. So Emily and I were still on top of the sink, and we were like, you go do that. We're going to stay here for a while. And so we're sitting on the sink, and then he came back with this bucket and this and a lid. Long story short, he got the spider into the bucket, and all of a sudden we started hearing this. I was like, what in the world is that? And we listened to the bucket, and the spider was bouncing up and down inside the bucket trying to get out. And so we were like, oh my goodness, let's get this out of here just so that it's disposed of. So the man got the spider out, and Emily and I got off the sink, and we went back to our dorm. And I said, Jesus, thank you so much, because I did not want, even though tarantulas are not poisonous, I did not want to get attacked by the spider. So anyway, so the next morning, I went up to Mr. Cowan, and I said, what happened to the spider? And he said, you will not believe this. He said, I went back to my room, and I met a couple of the natives that were there, and he said, and they asked me, what do you have in the bucket? And he said, oh, I just got a tarantula in here. And they took one look at it, threw it out of the bucket, and stomped on it. And I said, but it's got orange feet. It's so cute. And he said, no, but you have to listen to this. The guys told me that spider is one of the only most poisonous spiders in all of Peru. And I said, well, that's great. But guys, what I want you to realize, what I want you to know, is that Jesus is always going to be there with you. Always. Even if you're in some random country, even if you're out deep in the jungles, he'll always help you with random things like spiders. You guys can go back to your seats now.